to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go,
$2.99.
The NFL draft coming to the nation's capital in 2027. And I was trying to think about who would have good perspective on just what that feels like. And realize that our buddy Steve Zabin, who I grew up listening to back at a time pre-106.7 The Fan, only 980 for sports in this town. I would pull a little radio out in my backyard while I was shooting hoops and acting like Mitch Richmond. And I would listen to Steve Zabin and Andy Poley do their radio. So Zabe is with us right now. We're fired up to welcome him onto the show. He, of course, is breaking down all things Green Bay Packers and Wisconsin sports on 97.3 The Game. What's up, Zabe? How you been, buddy?
Good, Grant. Would you stop doing that? Makes me feel terribly old because I consider you and Danny Pierce. And so
that's all I can think of.
We don't need to bring all that up, but I appreciate the sentiment. I appreciate
I was a little kid. He's still listening to this old guy talk about sports.
He's still got his A game. Yeah. Nobody's saying, Zabe, that it's no longer still worth tuning into my guy. But that was it, man. Sports talk radio for me was Steve Zabin.
Oh, Mitch Richmond days. Wow. So was your jumper wet back in the day?
It was a little bit
Mitch
silly.
Richmond imitated.
So here's how we played in my backyard. We didn't put a lot of money into my court, I'm going to say.
Okay.
My dad put up this little basketball hoop with like, it was not glass. The backboard was like made on almost of like
plastic.
Thick. Yeah, not even plastic. Kind of. It was
fiberboard?
Like, yeah, essentially. And then we would wear out the court just by running around to the point where a three-pointer was the grass behind where the dirt would stop because there hasn't been as
so
much
you
wear
had,
there.
So you had a dirt court. You had a dirt and grass backyard court, correct?
Homemade dirt court just based on playing on the grass.
He was Ricky Rowe from Blue Chips, basically.
But on the right wing, you could get like a seven-foot shot from the rim that counted as three because you were on grass.
Yep.
And I would just wear it out from right there.
Right. That's what my boyhood friend Jonathan Siegel had. And I considered it extreme poverty having grown up in the 22102 zip code. Right. And I would tell people, look, the mean streets of McLean are real. My buddy, Jonathan Siegel, his mom, single mom, put up a backboard in the backyard and he had to wear out a patch of dirt so you could actually dribble anywhere.
Exactly.
And then when it rained, when it rained, the court was closed for at least 3 days.
People don't know, Zabe. People don't know what it was like.
I didn't know Grant, though, grew up in such poverty as well. Look at what you've made of yourself.
I was in the locker room one time. It's a great story with on the Redskins beat, and Trent Williams like called me over to his locker. And he's like, did you have an island in your kitchen? And I was like, no. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, did you have a refrigerator in your garage? And I was like, yeah, we did, actually. He's like, you grew up rich.
You rich.
I was
those
were the things.
I never thought of island kitchen as a litmus test, but it probably checks out. Fridge and garage checks out as well. Yeah.
Right. The extra fridge where you put the thing that you can't fit into your current fridge. But yeah, it was hard out here. I remember when I got old enough to start cutting the grass, I took a weed whacker and just went right to the court. And tried to extrapolate out a little
take it right down
space.
To the nubs.
Tried to fix it. Yeah.
How was your draft experience? We're trying to figure out what we're going to get ourselves into here in a couple of years. We're fired up. But what was it like for you guys?
Well, congratulations. I'll say this. The draft as it has become by the NFL is one of the most gloriously stupid things I think I've ever witnessed. Now, look, they came out in droves in Green Bay for it. They supported it. They came from all over the state. And it's a civic pride thing. And I was there for it, and I was taking it all in. But, man, you couldn't see anything. You couldn't see anything. You couldn't hear anything. It was just a mass of humanity, but everyone was seemingly having a good time. Now, you got to understand, Wisconsin, the basic thinking is, oh, hey, you're going to go to that thing? Oh, yeah, at Lambeau? Uh-huh. Does it cost money? No. Oh, okay. Is there beer? Oh, there'll be beer. Oh, okay. I'll see you there. And so it's April, so it's really not spring there yet. So there's nothing else to do per se. So they came out in droves, and plus Packer fans are just lunatics. So they wanted to come out and show that, hey, we can support our team and our little humble city of 109,635 or whatever the number is. I actually was talking with a friend about it. I wonder what it would be like if DC were to have it. And literally before I could turn around, it's like, yeah, they got the draft in 2 years. So I'm like, okay, cool. And then they showed the rendering of, you know, the stage on the mall, and it looks awesome. It's going to pop on TV. I have no doubt there's going to be a ton of people that go. But if you go, just be prepared. You won't see anything. You won't hear anything. But you will be amongst your football people.
So is it my question? I have a bunch of questions. But my first one is, like, with being local and being part of it, right? I know, obviously, you're based out of Green Bay, but I still consider it fairly local radio enough, right? Were there perks? Like, was the NFL helping you guys? Or was it one of those, like, you could talk to our associate director of product placement and products about, like, the latest activations? Like, what was it like for you guys?
No, there was very little media perks from the NFL itself. In fact, one of the kerfuffles was they didn't open the credential tent until till like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday. So about 5 hours after before the draft started, there was media members waiting. Do I still have you guys or not?
So yeah, we got you.
Yeah, you're still here.
Okay, good. All right, cool. Yeah. So there was, you know, media was waiting. I thought there was going to be a nice sort of media area, maybe a standing room only area somewhere underneath the so-called theater. The giant tent with all the lights and the video boards. Live Nation contracts with this company called A3, and they're the ones that make all these huge stages, so they know how to do it. I thought there'd be like a media ledge or balcony or something where we could get close enough to kind of see the stage and whatnot, but no. They're like, you're on your own. Now, you can buy VIP packages as a fan to be underneath the theater tent and up close where the tables are. But they're like $3,500 a pop, which to me is insane. And they tend to front load a lot of the super fans that dress up in cosplay outfits with their favorite teams because it looks better on TV.
Mm-hmm. Those are my favorites, actually.
I don't hate them. I do not hate them. You know, everyone's going to have a hobby and a passion. Yeah.
A list of names over 4 hours with long breaks in between. You want to dress up, you dress up, brother.
Well, I always thought, like, now this is getting a little bit deep here. I always thought those were fake. I thought they were characters, like you're hiring this person and he'll put on the creator outfit until about 5 years ago. Yeah, but I realized, like, these guys, we know them. Yep. They've done events with us, and Rally This and Commander That, and they're just dudes. The thing about the Chiefs guy that's in prison right now, those Robin Banks.
Chiefs Hall.
Like, they're just dudes that on Wednesday they're Carl at the office, and then they paint their face and put on a cape.
They're David Putty on the weekend.
They're at the stadium, dude.
Yeah. Well, there's a wide open, there's a ripe picking for new Commander superfans because the logo and the name is so fresh and unique. There's not a lot of guys who have been doing it for years. Like at Lambeau with the Packers, there's a number of guys who have been doing whatever. Like there's one guy who dresses up as the, quote, frozen tundra. And he's got icicles that are hanging off his giant headset, his headdress, and everything else. There's a guy who's kind of a dead ringer for Vince Lombardi, and he wears a camel overcoat and a similar hat, and he walks around and does really bad impressions. So there's a lot of character acts that have been built up through the years of the Packers. Is there, do you know, similar for the Commanders at this point?
Oh, yeah. They've got a couple of guys that, like, host fan events that either just based on an outfit that they have or based on putting on the
What's
Block W.
What's their character, though?
Rally Captain is one.
Okay.
I'm the wrong guy to ask. I really don't keep up with it.
I'm not my strong suit. I like football. I'm weird.
And Danny would be the wronger guy to ask.
Precisely.
Right. Yes. Yes, that's very true. Hey, while we've got you, I am curious about this. So, the stadium, RFK 2.0. I mean, you were ride or die with this club for so many years, and it's a different club now, obviously. From afar, what are your thoughts on just the operation and the state of the union here with the name Commanders, kind of the reboot with the look, and now the possibility of going back to RFK with this new thing and a new 2.0 version of that stadium?
Right. Well, from the radio afar point of it, because I do still live in the market and listen to you guys on a more than infrequent basis and listen to all the regular hosts and shows in and around town and read all the stuff. I have been keeping a close eye on it. And when they announced it, I was like, wow, that's fantastic. To me, it's the best deal in the best spot. I've always said, I said this with Andy for years. I go, look, the new place where whatever it looks like has to be where RFK is. It's like the line from the Big Lebowski, the rug ties the room together. That stadium has to tie our sprawling tri-district megalopolis of the DMV together by having a stadium right there. And the fact that they got the rights to that land at the last minute, a true 12th hour miracle, was one amazing thing. And then the fact that they got what looks like a very workable deal for what I think is a very sharp-looking indoor stadium, more on that in a second, is also tremendous. There's such momentum with Harris. He's on a roll like you haven't seen before on every level. But then I'm like, it's the D.C. government. And boy, can they jackknife a one-car parade. And I heard your interview with the mayor the other day, and you guys asked good questions, and the mayor was doing all she could to try to say, look, you know, here's what it'll do, blah, 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 blah. And I agree with her. You know, you can't just say, well, we could do the equivalent of a Costco and a Best Buy and this and that. The stadium will bring in the other businesses and will make it a place to go to 20, 25, 30 times a year. Because you're talking about with an indoor stadium, you can do all kinds of stuff, as you know. Everything from Super Bowls to political conventions to truck pulls to you name it, right? So it's in the right place. The deal is good. Harris and his guys are going to pay for 2/3 of it, give or take. And this thing should be done right now because momentum is real and it doesn't necessarily come back together. So I'm a little bit nervous because I just know that there is opposition and it seems pretty strong right now. But I think it's the right stadium in the right place. And I don't hate it. I do look at it and say, wow, the Windex budget better be profuse because there's a lot of glass. And other than that, you know, and I know people are like, we want an outdoor field. We want real grass. Well, do you want to spend $1 billion on a tray that can slide out so you can grow real grass? Like, what is that going to do? You're basically paying $1 billion extra just to have, you know, worms in the dirt. Who cares? Indoors. I've been to Minnesota. Have you guys been to Minnesota?
The best.
It's sublime. And theirs is only kind of half translucent with the way their roof is.
Yep.
But it's wonderful. And, you know, the notion of the romantic notion of Hogs weather and NFC East football, it's the modern day and age. You might as well be indoors. Plus, a lot of these retractable roof stadiums like Indy and Houston and Dallas even, they almost never open the roof, you know.
We were talking about this. We were at the World Series in the Houston, Astros ballpark. And they kept it closed. It was beautiful there.
Yeah, it was literally 70 degrees with no wind movement of any kind, no inclement weather. It was like perfect. And they were like, we should probably keep this dome closed.
Well, they want it louder. Yeah. You know, they want the atmosphere. They want people to be comfortable. It's you have the retractable roof and you barely use it. Steve Zabin is with us getting a lowdown on getting to host an NFL draft. 97.3, the game was just all over the draft coverage with Zabe out in Green Bay. Before I let you go here, we got about a minute left, but is the name growing on you at all? Like, what are your thoughts on the name now compared to day one? And has it changed at all?
The name is just sort of settling down. It's like a bruise. It's like a wound that'll never fully scar over. I'm a name truther. I'm a guy that just, I feel like the team died because that, you know, the Redskins and that logo were my team of my youth and my adolescence and my adulthood. So I don't think it's ever going to be good, but I think it's kind of settling in. And I think with every year that goes by, a chance to change it grows slimmer and slimmer. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. And especially now after Josh Harris in his way said, yeah, the name, it means something now. There's a brand to it. And I kind of throw up my mouth a little bit, but that's the point. I mean, it wore me down with Wizards. That's the dumbest thing in the world. I hate that name, but I ran out of fight. I stopped fighting after whatever it was, 15 years or so.
Well, Zabe, there was a point in the playoff run last year. I looked at Danny and I said, "You're having fun. I'm having fun, right?" And yeah.
Okay. This is great.
Also, the name's never going away. I mean, with the highlights, the big moments,
the other problem is there's not, I think, a slam dunk would be universally liked new landing spot that you could jump to. Okay, we're going to be this name now. Whatever new name after Commanders is also going to have a very split allegiance to it or likability to it. So now you got this unbelievable trail of debris with the name and logo behind you, from whatever the new team name would be to Commanders with the taco holder to the football team with the bear helmets. And then, you know, the Redskins before that. So I think it's probably going to have to settle in. But look, nobody cares as long as five is upright and healthy.
Yeah, nobody they're winning games, care. As we saw. All of a sudden, the name was not as big of a deal for a stretch last season. All right, Zay, we'll be hitting you up as we get closer for the do's and don'ts as we prepare for the
draft. And by the way, I'm not saying don't go. You should absolutely go. I said, look, I'll go because our station's the flagship of the Packers and we're broadcasting from there. I wouldn't go to any other draft in any other city, but because it's ours in the backyard of the team, of course I'm going to go and see it. And I think everyone should probably do it for one of the days that it's on the mall, especially if the weather is nice. But again, you can't see anything. You can't hear anything. Yeah. I was standing there. You know, they put the players up on the Jumbotron who have been picked, which is great. And you can see it from, say, 200 yards away, which is where I was. But then they throw on the house lights, the big Klieg Stadium lights, to light up the crowd. And that obscures your ability to see, wait, is that the tackle from Texas? I can't see it.
You couldn't see the wide receiver for the first time in 50 years that Green Bay drafted.
That's the one. Right. That's the one. I mean, that really made it for the Packer fans that it was the ultimate pop of finally taking a wide receiver in the way that Mark Murphy, great Redskin, delivered it on his way out the door as the team president was perfect stuff. So I think it'll be a home run. I think you should go check it out. Just come prepared, wear comfortable shoes, and let's hope the weather is nice.
All right, Zabe, we'll do it again soon, man. Good catching up.
Good to catch up, brother.
All right, boys. Take care.
Be good. That's Steve Zabin. We're Grant and Danny. We're live at City Tap House.